This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Glorious Sunday morning to you. May the Lord bless you. Hello, First Baptist Church, as you're scattered in various places. And I hope that this morning is a good day for you. Well, I hope that you'll continue to check the website for updates regarding our meeting times and all the things that we'll be doing in the days ahead, how we'll meet, how we're scheduled. The president has asked us to wait another month. So that will mean that we will not meet. Tentatively, our plan is to begin to meet again on the first Sunday of May. And then we're planning a few weeks after that to have our celebration of Easter together as a church on May the 17th. So look for more information. We'll send it by Textify. We'll send it by email. We'll mail it. We'll see that we get the word out. But be looking for that information in the days ahead. And may the Lord bless you today as we gather to study His Word. What a time we need to focus on the Lord. What an important day. What an opportunity while there is fear and dread and horror and death and despair all around us. We as God's people can continue to worship the Lord, serve Him, and be His people, salt and light in the world in these very difficult days. And I am so pleased and excited about all that First Baptist Church is doing during these days. While we're not able to meet physically, we are together spiritually. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the great opportunity today to be reminded on the first day of the week that the Lord Jesus rose from the dead and the church was born. And never again will we be lost in our sin, those of us who've been saved. Never again will we have to walk in darkness, those of us who've been saved. But we walk in the power and the glory of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We celebrate that. We thank you for these days. We thank you for them. We thank you for providing us the opportunity to serve you in these days. We don't know always what to do. Give us your wisdom. Bless our people who've gathered today so that we might gather around the Word of God and the Holy Spirit be our teacher today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So I have been talking to you about the good from the bad. The good from the bad. I'm going to put up for you here now a reminder, a review of all of the principles that we've talked about regarding the good from the bad. First of all, we learned that God brings good from the bad in all circumstances. That was Romans 8:28. The second thing we learned about the good from the bad is that believers can actually set their mind on the Spirit, be spiritually minded, and experience life and peace. That is Romans 8:6. The third thing we talked about was that believers, the good from the bad is that believers can wait on the Lord rather than waiting on some human intervention or some human situation. We wait on the Lord. We've learned how to lash ourselves, tie ourselves to the Lord. We wait on the Lord, Psalm 27:4. Then we talked about the good from the bad that comes when believers can rest in the Lord. Are you living in restlessness today? Or are you living in restfulness because you have waited on the Lord, trusted in Him, believed in Him, and you're living in confidence when you're resting in the Lord? Oh, like a baby, a sweet baby laying on her mother's chest, just relaxing, resting, not having a fear or worry in the world because the mother is there to take care of her. I hope you're resting in the Lord. So today we come to talk about another very important good from the bad principle. And that is having to do with renewing strength. Renewing strength. People are exhausted. We thank God and we pray for all of our first responders and all the medical people today. Exhausted, weary, tired, about to give up, in despair, troubled, broken, fearful. We think of all of those things that are going on with these dear people. What an example it is for us. And many of you today are living with a mind exhausted from this, the fear and troubles and dread of the world and all of this going on around us has caused you to be weary and tired. You're wondering about your job. You're concerned. All of these are real things. It's not that we ignore them as real, but it's a matter of how we approach them, how we come to God with our needs and our burdens. And we're all having to face this together in all kinds of different ways. So today, I want to ask you to turn to a wonderful, glorious chapter in God's Word, Isaiah chapter 40, chapter in Isaiah 40, which declares to us the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Messiah. It describes to us the coming of John the Baptist, who was preparing the way for the one who had come. Wonderful, wonderful truths in the first part of Isaiah 40, but then it ends with a great famous promise that we've seen before. So I'd like for you to take your Bible now and read along with me in Isaiah chapter number 40, and we'll read beginning in verse number 28 and read through verse number 31. Isaiah 40, beginning in verse number 28, going through verse 31. Isaiah says to Israel, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired, and they will walk and not become weary." So Heavenly Father, now we've read your word. May the Holy Spirit of God comfort us with these words, take them and apply them to our weary, tired minds. And may we understand, Holy Spirit of God, you be our teacher today and help us in all the things that these many, many people who are hearing me speak to them today are facing in their lives. We come to you. We wait on you. We trust you. We rest in you. And we honor you, Lord Jesus, as we come to the throne of grace, seeking mercy to help and grace in time of need. In Jesus' name, amen. So, as we often do at home, we have the focal truth, really, of this section. I'll give you what I believe is the focal truth of Isaiah 40, verses 28 through 31, and it is that God gives renewing power or renewing strength to those who wait for him. The focal truth that I want to focus on, the good from the bad, the good from the bad. The bad is I'm weary, I'm tired, I'm almost exhausted mentally. I can't go on. How will I do this? Waiting, what will I do? But in the midst of our physical and mental and emotional exhaustion, those who wait for the Lord, they experience God-powered strength that continues to come in all the times and days of waiting. That's what we're thinking about today. That's the good from the bad. For you to gain from God strength for all of these days and for all of these circumstances, and to exchange your own weariness and your burdens and your exhaustion for the power of God. So how do we understand this? Well, I want us to look at four observations from these verses, and I'll try to put each of these observations up for you on the screen as we go along. Some of you like to note these things. I hope you will. Perhaps you can go back then and think about them later today. Number one, we learn from these wonderful words of Isaiah, though they were spoken first to Israel, they are also for us who are God's people today. First of all, number one, God is the source of all power. God is the source of all power. So there are rival powers in the world, rival nations, powers trying to show and exert their strength in these days, all kinds of powers. The evil one seeks to kill and steal and destroy during this time of chaos in the world. Power. But I love the way Isaiah starts this. In fact, there are a number of times he asks questions to Israel in this chapter. But I won't spend my time on that. I'll just come to this one and I'll ask you the same questions about your understanding of God when it comes to who He is in times like this. When you're having troubles, how do you think about God? How do you think about God when everything seems to be falling apart and your world has completely changed? And by the way, it has. Our world has completely changed. It will never be the same as it was before this plague and this virus came along our way. So he asked the question, do you not know? I ask you today, do you not know? Or maybe I ask it another way, do you know? Do you not know? And then he says, have you not heard? Oh, most of you should know, and most of you who are listening to me have heard. You've heard the Word of God preached. You've heard the Word of God taught. You read the Word of God. You know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior. Have you not known? Do you not know? Have you not heard? And then what is it that we learn? We learn again, here's what we must do in these distracting days, my beloved brothers and sisters. We must focus and come to the Lord and remember who He is. Look what He says, the everlasting God, that is the eternal God, the beginning from the end. He was, He is to come. He is the eternal one. Our God is the eternal one. He is the one. What did the Lord say? Before Abraham was, I am. Our God is the eternal God, the everlasting God. He never runs out. It's never over. There's never an end to our God. Whatever the days come on the earth, whatever things happen among men, whatever kinds of troubles come to mankind, the everlasting God, then he says, the Lord, Yahweh, the one who keeps covenant, the one who keeps his promises, the everlasting promise-keeping God. Then he says, the creator of the ends of the earth, the one who created all things. We learned together when we were back worshiping together, looking at the glories of the Lord Jesus Christ in Colossians 1. He is the creator of all things. He holds all things by the power, by his own power. Today, in the midst of viruses, disease, and death, and despair, God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, holds all things together by his power. That's why we worship him. That's why we serve him. That's why we praise him. You see, we learn here, first of all, that God is the source of all power. He has the power to forgive sins. We're reminded of that in this chapter. Isaiah 40, verse number 2. Speak kindly to Jerusalem. Call out to her that her warfare has ended, that her iniquity has been removed, that she has received of the Lord's hand. Did you hear it? That her iniquity has been removed. And for many of you today, you have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, and because of the Lord Jesus' death on the cross for sin, your sins have been forgiven. Praise God. Whatever else happens to me, my sins have been forgiven. And now I am a child of God. Heaven is my home. Whatever comes around me, however death encompasses me. He has the power not only to forgive sin, but he has the power to create all things. His power is creator. It says it right here. The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth. Everything he has created for his own glory and by his own hands. He is the creator of all things. The Lord Jesus said, all power and authority has been given to me. So we learn, first of all, this morning, as we think about in our weary minds, here's what you do. You seek God and you seek his strength. You meditate upon the truths of God's word. You meet him in prayer. You talk to the Lord about your own life But you consider and remember. You don't start thinking about man and his frailty and what he can do. You look to the Lord. You look to the everlasting God. The one who is the Lord who keeps his promises, the creator of the ends of the earth. And then he says, this is the second principle. Number one principle is God is the source of all power. The second principle is this: God's power is permanent. God's power is permanent, or maybe I can say it this way: God's power is eternal. It is eternal. Notice, do you not know, this is verse 28, or have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. He is not like us. He is not like us. Earlier in this chapter, Isaiah reminds us, he hears a voice, verse number 6, a voice says, call out. Then he answered, what shall I call out? All flesh is grass. We're reminded of that today in these days we live. And as the loveliness is like the flower of the field, the grass withers, the flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. What he promises, he keeps. He does what he says. All flesh is grass. All of us have our birthday and our death day. Nothing has changed in these circumstances. God knows what he has for you and I. And God's power is permanent. His power is eternal. And he never, what a wonderful, he never gets tired. He's never weary, never tired. He's not like us. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. We cannot understand the depths of what he is doing today, but as we understand and walk with God, he shows us the path, and we know this glorious thing. The Lord never gets tired. The Lord never is weary. He continues to work in his power, his eternal power, to accomplish his purposes in this world. The third thing we see is this: God gives strength and increases power to the weary. God gives strength and increases power to the weary. Look what he says here. He gives, verse 29, strength to the weary. And to him who lacks might, he increases power. Is that you today? Are you weary? Are you weary from listening to the news? Are you weary? Are you weary from all the things that you're continually thinking about and the troubles in your mind? Have you lost your power? Have you lost your ability to overcome temptation and sin? And you've allowed these times to just surround you and trap you and enslave you? The good news is, the good of the bad is, here it is. He gives, it's a promise, he gives strength to the weary. He gives strength to the weary. That's you, that's me. And he also gives to us who lack power an increase. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 25. Jeremiah 31, 25 is a promise. God says, I satisfy the weary ones and refresh everyone who is hopeless. Is that you today? That's the promise of God. The promise of God is, I satisfy the weary ones and I refresh everyone who is hopeless. Jeremiah 31, 25. Going on in another promise, Isaiah 41, 10. Listen, this is for you and for me today. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Don't fear. Don't look around. I will strengthen you. That's what the Lord says. I will strengthen you. What is it that we should do for one another? I want to give you an assignment. I want you to do this. I want you to do this for all of your brothers and sisters in Christ. You should pass this along to people. You Facebook things all these days. How about Facebooking this? Ephesians chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. Paul here says, I pray that the eyes of your heart would be enlightened so that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is, are you ready? The surpassing greatness of his power towards you who believe, in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand of his heavenly, in heavenly places. Look, pray that for your friends. Pray that for your family, that they may know and understand these days, and that they might be strengthened by the power of God. The promise of God is when you're saved, you experience the power of God in your life. Send that out on Facebook. Text that to your friend, that they may experience the power of God, the surpassing power of God toward them. The Lord says, Isaiah, right here, yet those, now I go on to the final promise, those are the final principle. Those who wait for the Lord gain new strength. There is a condition here, my friend. How will you gain this new strength from God? When you wait on him. Again, what we've talked about before. Excuse me. We've talked about what it means to gain. This word sometimes is translated to renew your strength or gain strength. The idea is the Hebrew word means to pass through. That's it. Strength means you pass through all the troubles. You get through them. You pass through it. You renew is sometimes the translators use it in different ways. I want you to think about this today. The renewing strength of God allows us to pass through the troubles. I'll say it again. The renewing strength of God allows us to pass through the trouble. If you're waiting on God, something's going to happen. There's going to be a power surge come upon you by the Holy Spirit who is in you, and you'll experience the ability to pass through hard times, times like we've seen in this world that we're living through today. The renewing strength of God also makes us stronger in our troubles. This is it. You gain new strength. It's gaining. Your strength doesn't fade back. You keep gaining strength. How? When I'm waiting on the Lord. You keep gaining strength. You not only are able to pass through the trouble, but you gain strength in it. The third observation about this idea that we're talking about here of waiting on the Lord and gaining new strength is this, that the renewing strength of God is continually given to you. You don't just get one shot like a stimulus or a grant from the government. We're grateful for all these things that the government and others are trying to do. But we gain something from God every day. As we wait on the Lord, you gain new strength. And what happens? Oh, we see the glory of this. It's illustrated in these three ways. We rise above all of the uncertainties of our world. We mount up with wings like eagles. That's what the strength of God does. You rise above it. You pass over it. Though you're in it, you're above it. You're out of it because you are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Your life is hidden with God. Rejoice, my brothers and sisters, today in your position in Christ. We also run, and we don't get tired. The world falls back. They fade away. They can't do it any longer. They're unable to maintain it. But the people of God, we are those of us who wait on the Lord. The good of the bad is we gain more strength. The greater the trouble, we become more powerful for God. We run and we don't get tired. Run the race that's been set before you. And part of the race you're running and I'm running is through this path of pestilence and virus and death all around us and loss, catastrophic loss. Run the race that God has given to you with endurance. You won't get tired when you have the strength of God. And he also says you'll walk, you run and you walk Our lifestyle, the way we live, we'll walk and not become weary. You see, that's what it means to gain the strength of God. Well, I'm trying to exhort you and encourage you, and I finish today with this daily use. What can you use today? I do this every time I preach. Daily use. There's some things that you need to use as you think about these truths from God's Word. Well, I'm just going to give you a reminder, and I'll put them up here on the screen for you to see what I talked about a few days ago about waiting on the Lord. What does it mean to wait on the Lord? Well, you need to hear these words again. Number one, waiting on the Lord is expectantly trusting Him. Number two, waiting on the Lord is patiently submitting to Him. Number three, waiting on the Lord is joyfully praising Him. Number four, waiting on the Lord is faithfully praying to Him. And number five, waiting on the Lord is enduringly watching for Him. That's what we must do. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet, those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with the wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired, and they will walk and not become weary. That's the good of the bad, the renewing, permanent strength of God to those who wait. Heavenly Father, empower your people by eternal strength to live and serve you in these days, rising above it, passing through the troubles, running enduringly, and walking without falling down and fainting. We love you, Lord. We honor you and worship you today. And we thank you for the good in the bad. In our weariness and in our fatigue, you give us strength upon strength as we wait on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the Lord bless you today, and I look forward to gathering with you again on Wednesday night. May the Lord bless you.